Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about something that's really about the fabric of all our communities in Minnesota, and that's volunteerism.
Right. You know, in Minnesota, we're well known for our community service and our volunteering, and a report that was just released the other day from the federal government just bore that out. It turns out that Minnesota is third in the nation in volunteering overall, and the Twin Cities metro area, in fact, came out first and has been in that position for a very long time.
Well, then that means we have work to do in rural Minnesota.
We certainly do. No, I think these reports, they have a difficult time doing anything outside of, you know, the large cities or anything, but I think it's pretty safe to say that rural Minnesota ranks right up there too, with a pretty good tradition of volunteering and service to the community.
You know, and this is a huge thing because, you think about all the different nonprofits that are around, mm-hmm. charitable organizations, et cetera, churches, and all these people who are putting in their time, talent, and oftentimes treasure to help mm-hmm. these organizations makes a huge difference in all these communities.
Yeah, and in small communities, the volunteers are what really make things run, whether it's, you know, doing coffee at church or running the local community festival and the arts group and the writing club and things like that. It's that kind of thing that really makes living in these towns worthwhile. Plus, there are things that just that the local government might pay for in larger towns that small towns just can't afford if they don't have people who give of their time and volunteer for it. Emergency medical services is a prime example of that. The vast majority, somewhere around 75-80% of EMTs in rural Minnesota are volunteers, and we, of course, wouldn't be able to have that service if it wasn't for them.
Absolutely not. And another thing that comes to mind is the sort of final safety net kinds of things, you know, where people will volunteer to help work in food shelves, soup kitchens, etc., in parts of rural Minnesota, and true for the metro as well. But, for those who, were it not for those kinds of services, would really, really be in trouble.
Right, because we just, we just don't have the money for that kind of thing. And I think this all, just grows out of that, I don't know if you want to call it a frontier tradition of, you need to help your neighbor because you want your neighbor there to help you. And just that good spirit that we've just always had in this state.
So Minnesota, very, very well respected in terms of volunteer spirit, obviously. And this just came out from what study was that?
This was called Volunteering in America, and this was a study put out by the federal government. So if you're interested in reading it, I'm sure you can just Google it.
All right. Well, Marnie, thanks for dropping by. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.